Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Well, praise God. Brother Yearwood was not able to be with us this evening, but we are glad that we are able to come to you. Amen. This is Brother Sam Brandon from Stillwell, Oklahoma, filling in for Brother and Sister Yearwood, and we're gonna get right into the songs here in just a few minutes. But if there's any prayer requests or anything like that, and you'd like to call in, then we'll put you on the air with us. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're gonna get into a song right now. Amen. Brother Timothy Scott. Amen. And he's going to be singing a song, I Will Trust You, Lord.
It's funny how we do it, compartmentalize. We plan for success and try to pass the pain right by. But it just doesn't work that way. God has a different plan. He works in ways we'd never see beyond the scope of man. When the journey takes a detour unexpectedly, and I try to accept and understand what it all means, when I'm pressed to show the world what I really believe, I will trust you, Lord. When my heart begins to faint because I see a life so gray, and my soul cries out, oh Lord, how long can I keep this at bay? In the fiercest part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you, Lord, with my life. I may not understand it and even question why. What good could ever come from this has even crossed my mind. But God's teaching me to trust Him more as He works His will in me. I rest securely in His care and surrender sure is sweet. So when the journey takes a detour unexpectedly, and I try to accept and understand what it all means, when I'm pressed to show the world what I really believe, I will trust you, Lord. When my heart begins to faint because I see a life so gray, and my soul cries out, oh Lord, how long can I keep this at bay? In the fiercest part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you, Lord, with my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we need to trust in the Lord. We need to put our trust in the Lord. We need to wow, just to realize and to know that our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to listen to another song, amen. It was called Ananias. It's from the Branham family. Amen. I've always enjoyed this song. Amen. And I'm sure that it will be a blessing to you. Let's listen to the next song. Amen. Phone call here. Amen. Glory be to God. I think I'm doing this just right. This is the first time I'm doing this. 205, will you come in? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
Brother James.
Okay, Brother James, we're gonna turn it over to you and let you bring the message for us this evening.
Praise God, you know, for the opportunity to bring God's word, and this is a real good word we've got tonight, and it's about the really about the light of God, that when men learn that light, that all men might, through him, might believe. Now, I'm going to start the first verse, first chapter of John, and it said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And you know, John was sent as a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And he came, Brother Sam, to bear witness of the light that was to come after him. Mm-hmm. And you know, when he baptized Jesus there in Jordan, he told him, you know, he said, there's one that's coming after me. He said, I baptize you with water under repentance. But the one that comes after me, he's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. And he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And glory to God, you know, that's what John came, to bear witness of the light that was to come into this world of darkness. And you know, that's what every preacher and every Christian that knows Jesus Christ as their Savior, that's what they're supposed to be bearing witness to, is the light of God that'll shine in the heart of every man that will receive it. John came as a forerunner of Christ and come and brought the word of repentance. And Jesus Christ came, and then he shined the light of God into the hearts of men. And, you know, they believed. And that's what it's about tonight, is I've come to shine a light. There's so many people out here right now, they may be listening tonight, but they're walking in darkness if they don't know Jesus as their Savior. The light of God that shines inside will lighten you up, and it takes your sin away. It shows you the path of righteousness and of the light of God, and it leads you away from the darkness that we walk in without him. Glory to his precious name. I'm going to flip over to John 3 and start out with that real familiar scripture. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation." Now listen, this is what I wanted to preach on. "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And you know what? That right there is exactly what goes on today. You know, men don't run out here in public or sit on the courthouse steps and do their dope. They hide and do it. They don't want the light of day shining on their deeds. They don't go and cheat on their wife around a bunch of church people, because they'll tell him it's wrong and convict him and tell him, you know, that ain't right. You got a wife at home. What are you doing out here? So they hide and do it. They don't want the light to shine on their deeds. And that's the reason people reject Jesus today. There's something in their life. There's something that they've got going on that they don't want to come to the light of day. They don't want the light of God to be completely in their life. They've got something that they hold on to and try to keep hidden from society or from their spouses or from the people at church or the people at work. There's something that they've got hid, and they don't want that to come to the light. Jesus came and said, that was the condemnation. That's what condemns you, is if you're not willing to receive the light of God, then you'll walk in darkness eternally. And glory to God, goes on and said, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." In other words, people start seeing it and telling them what wrong they're doing. And it said, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." If we're out here and we're living a good, clean life, I call it a holiness life, because it said holiness without no man shall see God. And I ain't talking about, I ain't preaching certain sects or certain religions. I'm preaching the only true religion, and that's holiness through Jesus Christ, the sanctification of the Spirit of God that comes inside us. That, you know what? We can be a light out in this world. Glory to God. Because if you're a Christian today, somebody's looking at you. Somebody's watching you. If your deeds are evil, they're going to see it and say, he ain't got nothing. And if he's got everything there is to get, then why would I want that? So a Christian and a man of God has to walk upright everywhere he goes. He has to walk in the statutes of God, of going the fullness of Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of whatever he does, to have his steps guided by the Spirit of God. Glory to Jesus. I want to turn over and read to you what it says. Glory to God, in Matthew chapter 5. And in verse 14 it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you know, I thought about that a long time. If I do good, they're going to glorify God. And you know what? It will, because He is the only good part of me. In myself, I'm nothing. I was a sinner, wrought in sin. Glory to God. When He came into my life, glory to Jesus, His light came on the inside. And that's what ought to shine forth out of me, is the love I have for other people, caring about their souls, caring about where they'll spend eternity, and showing them that love of God. Because I'm going to tell you something. It also said we was made ambassadors of Christ. An ambassador is a representative of Jesus Christ. And we better watch how we walk. And we got to walk with a light that shines from us. And we ought to be ready at any instant to give people a reason for the hope that lies in us. Glory to God. Because His light is shining, that through Him everyone might believe. It ain't me that shines out of me anymore. Oh, Paul said it best. He said, I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. Glory to God. That's what I want people to see. Brother Brown, I don't want them to see James Miles. They ain't seen much when they see me. But if they can see Jesus in me, and in my actions, and in my deeds, in my words, glory to God, they might through me come to Jesus. That's what it's all about. Is winning that next soul, seeing someone come out of the darkness and come into His marvelous light. Because people today out here in this world, you don't have to look far. You can just cut on a news channel and you'll see the darkness that's going around this world, denouncing Christ. They took the Ten Commandments down about everywhere. They took prayer out of schools. Glory to God. And now the people started fighting back when they seen that the schools has failed to be a prey to all the evil men that wants to go shoot them up, that the kids in school are beating up the teachers instead of being like it used to be, glory to God, and now they're wanting to get that prayer back in school, to get their children lined back up to where they know right from wrong, that they know that when you do evil, evil comes your way, but when you do good, God comes your way, and He's got a blessing for every soul out there today. Glory to God. No matter who you are or where you are, God wants you to come into His light. If you've been sitting there and maybe you're listening to this, tonight God is reaching to you through this word that He's bringing. Glory to God. He wants you to know the light of God in your life. He wants you to get where you can be a light to others. Glory to God. Each one of us is walking around with a light in us that's bright enough, glory to God, to put the eyes out of most people. But right now, there's so many that's walking here and they don't understand that Jesus Christ, when He came in the world, He was the light of the whole world. But when He comes inside us, we've got a light too. And it's Jesus. It's the same light that came before. Out of John chapter 8, verse 12, it said, then spake Jesus again unto him, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Glory to God. Brother Sam, I know it's you and me both feel this way. I don't want to walk around like a dead man. I got something in me that lives, that's stronger than anything in this world. Ain't nothing ever come against me that God couldn't get me through. And glory to God, even death, when it lays its icy touch on me, glory to God, through Jesus Christ, I'm going to conquer that too. I'm going to live eternally in the kingdom of God. I got a promise from Jesus Christ. That's why God sent His Son to die on Calvary's cross. Glory to God, was to buy my freedom. Death couldn't hold me. The grave can't hold me. Glory to God, I've won the victory because of my faith in Christ, because I saw His light. and come running like a moth to the flame. And I ain't never left. And glory to God, he ain't never left me. He's getting stronger each day. He's building me up more than I ever was. All I want to do is tell somebody else about what Jesus is ready to do for them. Glory to God, I ain't nothing. But what he did for me, he'll do for you. Glory to God. I want to read a little bit out of the first epistle of John. It's chapter 1 starts at verse 5. He said, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." People, that's what I'm telling you today. You can be a church member and been one for 30 years, and you've got that hidden thing that you still do. That thing that you can't let go of. You see, if you walk in any darkness, glory to God, you're not walking in Jesus Christ. You can't do the things that you want to do. You was bought with a great, mighty price. You're paid for with the blood he shed on Calvary, with the torture he took before he went there. You're healed by the stripes he took on his back. Glory to God. And think about that precious blood that ran down. Now it's able to wash our souls just as clean and white as snow. Glory to God. But when it does, it's up to us to stay in the light and to walk therein. Glory to God. There's many people today, I've heard of, glory to God, going to church for 25, 30 years, and all of a sudden they just drop out, and you don't see them no more, and you don't hear of them no more. And that's when that old darkness, that tricks of Satan, that old drawing that he does on them, trying to dangle something in front of them to get their eyes off of the prize, which is Jesus Christ. You see, if we don't keep focused on the light, that darkness will suck us back in. We got to pray, and we need to read the word every day. We need to study this word to show ourselves approved, and we need to walk as in the statutes of God. Glory to God. You can't choose your own way. Your way's been chosen. When you come to Christ, the word of God tells us how to raise our kids, how to treat our wives and our husbands, how to love our neighbors just like we love ourselves. How we treat them that hate us and despitefully use them. We're supposed to pray for them and to love them and to help them, you know, through our goodness, they might see the light of God. And we don't fight back at them so they know there's something different about us. Because used to, if you made me mad, you had me to whip. And now then, I've been whipped by God, and I don't want another whooping. I'll tell you this, if they do something to me, I'd rather pray for them as fight them. Because the light of God, I don't want no darkness coming in my life. And glory to God, I pray today that everyone out there, everyone that hears this, that you know your life. Ain't nobody can tell you what you've been doing in your life but you and God. But God knows. If there's any darkness in your life, ain't it time to let the light of God shine on that and get rid of it? If there's any sin that you've kept hid back and think don't nobody know it, God already knows it. And it's wrote down. And don't you want the books erased and just put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life once and for all and settle your course and know where you're headed? Glory to God. Death don't have no fear over me no more, because I know when I pass out of this body, I'm going to be present with the Lord. That goes right by the word. And glory to God, I'm looking forward to being in the true light of God, in the presence of God. It said, glory to God, at the city of God, a new Jerusalem, it said the gates would not be closed by day, and there'd be no night there. Glory to God, for the Son of God is the light of it, and he should be the light in your life right now. And all you got to do, oh gosh, it's so hard. All you got to do is get down and ask him. Confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and died and Just believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And it said, thou shalt be saved. Glory to God. Now, it's not no hard thing, but glory to God, you can't come part way to the prize. You can't go part way to the throne. Now, you got to get all the way and get a hold of the horns of the altar and kneel down in prayer and ask God first to forgive you and to clean you up and to let his light so shine in you that everyone you come in contact with can see that light coming forth. That's what the true workers of God, they've got something in mind. Glory to God, it ain't got nothing to do with this world. They got something in mind that nobody down here can look into unless they serve God. And that's a reward, a place that we've got waiting on us. Brother Sam, we're going to live forever. You know, that's a long time. If I live to be 100 years old here, that's a blink of an eye compared to eternity. Glory to God. I ain't too worried about what's left here, but boy, I'm looking forward to what's waiting up there with him. I'm going home, and I know that. I praise God for that each and every day. And it's not because I'm good. It's because I accept his light inside me. It's because he has put a light on everything in my life. I'm an open book for anybody out here to see how I live. I don't care if you follow me around. Glory to God, I'm not going to be doing wrong, and I will not lie. Glory to God, if it gets me in trouble, I'll tell the truth, because that's what kind of people we got to be to serve God. I said it before. He said, be you holy, for I am holy. And if he lives inside us, we've got to live a holy life before him. And if you live that holy life before God, his light will shine forth out of you. And you can't wear enough of clothes, dark enough of hat and shades to keep that light from shining forth, because it shines out. It's brighter than the sun. It's got more joy in it. It's more warmth in it than anything you can get on this earth. Glory to God. He said, glory to Jesus, that we might through him believe. Everybody should believe in Jesus Christ. There's never been nothing, nowhere, nobody could ever do. All these scientists, all these scholars are trying to prove that that was wrong about Jesus. And every time they try, they just prove the Bible correct. It's been that way through all of time. It'll be that way to the end of time. Glory to God. The word of God, it says it, is forever settled in heaven. And this word tonight says, he is the light of this world. And his light shines in us if we know him as Savior. Tonight, don't you think it's time that you turn loose of all the darkness in your life and just let the light of God shine in you? Because there's people around you. It may be your kinfolk. It might be your children. Might be your spouse. Might be your neighbors or somebody you work with that needs to see the light of God, where they know they still got hope, where they know that there is a true salvation that waits for them at the altar of God if they'll just kneel down and give their heart to him. Because today it's not about what you say with your mouth, but it's about what you say in your heart. And you speak to God, he'll hear you. If you cry out to him, he'll be there. He's not got his doors closed at a certain time of day. He's open 24 hours a day, all year long, and he has been from forever till forever, and he'll always be there for you. But if you don't come to the light, the children, you're lost, and you're undone. If nobody can see his light shining in you, it's because you don't have it in you, because there's nothing can keep the light of God hid in a man or a woman if it's truly in them. And today I'm going to pray. And I ask you to pray with me wherever you're at right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus. And I'm asking you for all the listeners, all them that will see this, God, that if they've got any darkness in their life, this will be the moment. This will be the place and time that they turn loose of it. And they just let the light of God shine on everything about them, that they might once and for all be truly changed and truly turned into the child of God that they's always meant to be. You told us in your word, it's not my will that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. All would believe in the light of God, and that all would have that light in them. And God, I'm praying tonight that there's somebody kneeling down right now that's just crying out and saying, God, you know, I'm walking in darkness and I realize it. I ain't going to church like I should. I'm not praising you like I should. I'm not worshiping like I should. Maybe I'm not studying my word like I should. Maybe I don't treat people the way I ought to. So God, take that darkness away from me and fill me with your light. And I want to show people how a true Christian walks. And you know, that's what the preachers do. They go out here in this world, just like John. All we're doing is trying to shine the light of God in your hearts that you might believe. I love all of you, and God loves you. And I'm asking in Jesus' name that there's some out there tonight that have prayed this prayer. Amen. You know, Brother Sam, it's a great opportunity. It's a great thing that God uses to shine his light in this world. And if we don't, brother, I believe that he'll give that light to somebody else. If we don't shine it in all that we do, though, people not see it, because they'll just see what's wrong and they'll never see what's right. And it's just the way of men. But if they look at you and they see the love of God shining out of your eyes to them, and you really caring about them, showing that love and that light of God, it will draw them to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher. If you're just a child of God, a blood-bought servant of God, that light is in you. Let it shine. Let it be just like John. Go tell everybody what that is on you that makes you smile all the time, even when things go wrong. Tell them that light of God is in me, and it's shining even on the bad times, just like it does on the good. Brother Sam, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Amen. Praise God. My, what a good message there. You know, we need to be a light of the world. We have got another one here, and please, this is the first time I'm doing this. Amen. I think I'm going to do this right. All right, 606, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Brother Brandon. How are you?
All right, sister. We're going to go ahead and let you go next. I think we got one more here. Let's see here. Yeah. Let me get this one up here. 205. Can you hear me? 205.
That was me, Brother Sam.
Okay. Okay. This must be. All right, 706. Here, 706. Can you hear me? Come in.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler. I was born in Full Gospel.
Okay,
how y'all doing?
Brother. All right, we got one more coming in, and then we'll get with you, sister, and then we'll go down the line here. 937. Can you come in and tell us who you are, where you at?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hmm? Say that again, brother.
Can I
937, can you come in and tell me where you at?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
Brother
you.
Brother Green, Farmersville, Ohio.
Brother Green, all right. All right. All right, sister, we're going to let you go next, and then we'll go with Brother Billy. Sister, go ahead.
I praise God, Brother Brandon, for all he's doing for me and all he's doing for Timothy. He had surgery this morning at 6:30, and they had him walking about 10:30 this morning. I give God the glory because it's necessary. Sometimes you have to go through things, and you have to go under the knife. But with God's guidance and the doctor's hand, he can take care of a problem that you've got. And he's now, and he's going to get better, and so am I. We'll be able to walk the way God wants us to walk, go places that we've never been before. I give God the glory, and I truly want to fellowship with him and do the will of the Lord. I praise him tonight. I just give him the glory. You know, I thought a while, I thought, well, I'm tired. I'm just about exhausted. Didn't get in bed till 5:30 this morning. But if I could just contribute and help the Yearwood and do what God wants me to do and go forth and preach the word of the Lord, he will bless me and he will anoint me. I thank God for this broadcast because recently a man said that I could go overseas. I could go to Haiti or I could go to another place. And the enemy whispered in my ear, he said, physically you're not able, but you know I'm already on those places. With this broadcast, I praise God for all the listeners, and I praise God for the year with. Pray that he'd strengthen their bodies to do what they need to do. God is such a good God. I pray you can hear me, Brother Brandon. This is a new headset. And it's just a little difficult, but I want to start off in John 1 and 7. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, today many people want to be worldly. They want to do what the world's doing to attract them to come into the house of God. But I know this much. We have to love them where they are. Whether they come in with green hair, purple hair, or even yellow, we've got to show them the love that Jesus has. We've got to do the will of the Father and show them that no matter what, God can clean them up. We can ask God to touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet to walk the way Jesus walked. And that's what we are going to do. Just like Brother James Miles said, we've got to love them and do what God wants us to do. We truly have the fellowship of the Father. And if we walk like Jesus did, we can show them the love that the world won't give them. They may want to show them a joint, or they may want to show them a bottle of booze, but we've got to be Christ-like. We've got to be ambassadors of Christ, just like Brother James said. We've got to do the will of God. My praise him. I'm not going to talk long because Brother Green is on here, and I'm anxious to hear him. And I thank God, Brother Brandon, that you're doing this tonight. I would have just been all thumbs if I tried to do it myself. I praise God that even though Tim had to go through the surgery, it was time. He's taken us to places we've never been before. He's taken us higher. You know, sometimes people will say, new level, new devil. But we've got the love of Jesus in our heart, and he said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I pray for him tonight. In Ephesians 1:7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Many people say that they're not worthy. You know, I preached recently, and they have had to sit in a chair, but God is still good. I preached on what the Lord wanted, that sometimes the potter has to make us again. We feel flawed and we feel marred, that God will take those imperfections and create in us a perfect heart. He'll give us a clean heart, and that's what we need to have. In Hebrews 9:14, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we do. I no longer do the things I used to do. I no longer talk the way I used to talk. God is worthy. I give him the glory. I'll paraphrase the scripture. Because he alone that day shall be exalted. If I can read that scripture. But we have to give glory to the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ saved us. And we have to show them the love that he has. He has a perfect heart. And our hearts are evil, according to the word of God. I'm paraphrasing that. He is so good to us. He takes care of our needs. In Revelation 1:5, it says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You know, I preached the other night that he shed drops of blood for our healing. He's our healer. He will lift us up in the times of our need. When we don't have much food in the house, we may not eat the things that we want, but he'll never make us go hungry. He will feed the birds. And how much greater are we than the birds, the sparrows, that he takes care of? and pray I'm making sense tonight. I'm a little tired, but God will take care of me. He's taking care of him. I didn't get to go to the hospital. I was worn out at 5:30 this morning. But, you know, Jesus sees our hearts, and he knows that sometimes we just need lifted up, and that's what he's doing for Tim. He's taking care of his knee, and praise be to God, he'll be able to walk like he hadn't walked before. God has taken us places we've never been, and I give him the glory and honor for that. In Psalms 104:2, says, who covers myself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He will take us to places we've never been before. He will help us show others that we have the love of Jesus Christ. And he will heal the people. We may lay hands on them, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ that takes care of the healing. He's our healer. He's our comforter. He sent the comforter after he passed away. And I give him the glory for that. Says in 1 Peter 1:19, that with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You know, many people say, I can't do 100%. You know, they've got a song, 99.5 won't do. But you know, with the love of Jesus Christ in our heart, we can live 100%. But it takes Jesus within our heart to do the will of the Father. We have to let people know that Jesus loved them, even though they may have imperfections in their life. You know, I've heard many people stand up in the house of God. They say, well, I sin a little every day. Well, God needs to help them. Because if you sin a little every day, then sometimes you have to start all over. Just like the potter will help us be perfect. He will create in us a clean heart. He's a good God.
Amen.
I give him the glory. In 1 John 1:3, says that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We have to let people know that greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. You know, that you have to wonder, which voice are you listening to? Are you listening to the Father and listening to the Holy Ghost? Or are you letting men in the world lead you? We don't go the places that we used to go. We don't do what we used to do. If you do, then God help you. You can repent and start all over again. Well, thank you.
Amen.
It says in Revelation 7:14, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I thank
Amen.
God that even when we were imperfect, and even when we had to repent and say, Lord, help us, forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our shortcomings. We need to do that daily before we lay down to go to sleep. We need to ask forgiveness and say, God, help me do the things you want me to do. He will help us in our times of need. I'm going to go down. I'm not going to read everything. Oh, I need time for the green. It says in John 1:29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Many people need to understand, if you're living in sin, God can take it away. He will show you the things you need to see so they can live in an imperfect world. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but we are washed, that ye are sanctified, that ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He is worthy to be praised. You know, he's brought me through 9 brain surgeries in and around the brain. And many people question, why do you go through so much? You know, if I'm going to lay hands on the sick just like God has shown me, then I have to let them know sometimes you have to go through some battles. And sometimes you have to know what it's like to be in a wheelchair, be on a rollator, to do the will of the Father, and let them know you understand their sickness, and let them know that Jesus Christ shed the blood on Calvary so that they can be set free and delivered of whatever illness they have. You know, people have questioned the Yearwoods and said, well, I heard someone say on the broadcast that he will heal cancer. Yes, he will heal cancer, he will heal leukemia, and he can put it in remission. He can take care
Amen.
Of all of our needs. He's a good
yes,
God.
Yes, he will. Amen.
In Ephesians 5:8 says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We need to show people that once you get saved and delivered of the things you used to do, you don't do the same things. You don't talk the same. Some people have a potty mouth, and they think that's okay. Some people think it's okay to drink, you know, beer or whatever it is. I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying once you get set free and once you repent to the Lord Jesus, your life needs to change. You know, he creates in you a new heart. And I thank you for that.
Amen.
It says in 1 John 2:1-2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, ye have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. When Jesus
Amen.
Died on the cross, he died of a cruel death. When they plucked his beard, when they pierced his side, when they put those thorns upon his head, he did that for us. He loved us that much. You know, he knew us in our mother's womb. A mother's
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing it, but praise be to God. When they told my mother, she had German measles at the time, and they said, you need to abort the baby. But praise be to God, she said, I'll love my baby no matter what. So the enemy tried to kill me when I was in my mother's womb. But praise be to God, Jesus had his hands upon me, and he had his hand upon my mother. I praise God today. He's raised me up from the deathbed, even though it says that it's a shadow, that one scripture. I wish I had it before me, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. He loves
shadow
us dead. Wherever we come from. He loves us in our time of need. I'll finish these scriptures and I'll give it back to you, Brother Sam. 1 John 2:9-10, it says, he that seeth, saith, he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. You know, many people talk about their brothers or sisters, but that's not God's will. He wants us to love people wherever they are. Pray for them. Get in your closet and say, Lord Jesus, help me and help my brother or sister. You don't need to whisper through the phone and talk to your brother or sister against someone else. It's not God's will. I'm not condemning or judging. See, the Bible judges you already.
Amen.
I praise God
right.
for the King James Version. I praise God that we can cling to the cross. We can hang on to what Jesus did and say, thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, God, for creating me anew in heart. It says in 2 John 1:4, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. I give him glory tonight. Because the King James Version is our roadmap. It tells me
Amen.
Where I need to go. In 3 John 1:4, says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I read this last scripture, and I give it back to you, Brother Sam. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto the death. Praise God tonight. He's a good God. He takes care of us, and he will lead you where you need to go. I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Brandon.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. I hope I'm doing this right. All right. 937, can you tell us where you're at?
That's probably brother. This Brother Green. Can you hear me,
Brother Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear Brother Green. Brother Billy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Brother Green, we're going to get Brother Billy to go on next, and then we'll get you next. Okay, go ahead, Brother Billy.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love the Lord and thank him for what he's done for me. Thank him for hearing my prayers and you know, touching my loved ones and my family and the ones at church, you know, because prayer changes things, you know.
Right.
But we gotta have the power of prayer, though. We gotta have some oil in our lamps, and that's what I want to talk about here. You know, it talks about Matthew 25. It's to talk about the 10 virgins, you know, had oil in their lamps. I read it here a little bit so everybody know what I'm getting at. Here it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forward to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them was wise, and 5 was foolish. They that were foolish took no oil in the took their lamps and took no oil within them. But the wise took oil in their vessels, which were their lamps, you know. While the bridegroom tarries, they shall slumber and sleep. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go ye out to meet him. And all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You know, I'll stop right there. You know, everybody, you know, what's the subject tonight is the light. You know, you take oil in your lamp and you go out, praise God, and that's when you first get right or something like that, or you can go back to the altar and you get a fresh anointing and you get that oil in your lamps and your vessel, and you can feel God in you, and you know it's God because God is the one that can do it for you. Then, you know, people go out into the world, and you know, they're on fire for God. They love God, and they got their trimps, you know, they got their lamps trimmed and garnished to get, clean their globes. But a dark day may come up on them where a trouble or trial will, you know, like a big, dark, gloomy day. So they will use a little bit of that oil, which is, I think has got something to do with faith, you know. They'll use it in dark days, and then, you know, another battle comes, and you use it. And if you don't never, what I'm getting at, if you don't never go back to church and don't never call on the Lord to get new oil in your lamp, you're going to run out. You will let your lamp go out because you've got no oil in it, and that's part of the world today. Some of them went to church so many years, and they wasted. Dark days would come up on them, and they'd burn their lamps. And all of a sudden, you know, their oil would run out. But the wise ones was praying, and they was watching. The wise ones, when they have the dark, gloomy day come, yeah, they may light their lanterns. So, and that faith, you know, to call on God, you know, and help me get through this dark day. But, you know, they would turn around after they got through that, and they'd praise God, and they'd go back to God and get a fresh new anointing and fill their lamps up again. But the world today is foolish. The world today just, they've gone crumb crazy. They're foolish. They don't know how. They say, oh, yeah, I know God. He's my personal Savior. But they don't got no oil in their lamps. You can see their wicks is dried up. And I'm talking about, you know, you asking to pray for you, and they want to do a 2-minute prayer or a 30-second prayer. And they'll say, oh, yeah, we'll pray for you. And then, you know, that's the last you hear about it. And you don't know if they prayed for you or not, because you don't know if God heard their prayers or if they even prayed, you know. If I call somebody and say, hey, pray for me, I want them to do it right then, because that's when I need it right then. If I hadn't called someone to pray for me, I wouldn't have needed it. So if I call somebody to help me pray, I want them to do it right then, praise God. Because, you know, that's what we got to do. We are overcome by our prayers. But if we don't have faith and we don't got that oil in our lamps to shine through this world and let people see it, whenever we get to go to the hospital and we on death bed, and all of a sudden the Lord brings you back to life and you could get up and walk. And you know, that's for a sign for someone. But, you know, it's God, the glory belongs to God when something like that happens. Because if it happened to me, I wouldn't want the glory. I would have to give God the glory for doing that for me. But, you know, that's what we got to do. When every time we use a little bit of that oil in our lamps on these dark days that come up on the troubles and trials, we use that lamp a little bit and that faith, you know, and we call on God and we pray and we get downstairs to God and we let God see that our light is still shining for Him and we're holding on to Him. And yeah, the oil will get a little bit low, but guess what? When you get through that dark day and the Lord sees you through, all you got to do is go back to Him, Lord, praise God, and say, Lord, I need a fresh anointing. I need a new anointing, praise the Lord. My oil has got a little bit low, Lord. Fill my vessel up, praise God. And, you know, some of them will even have to go back to the potter's wheel. Like He told us, go back to the potter's wheel. You got a leak in your vessel. You got to fix that. Go back to the potter's wheel. You got a leak in your vessel. That's why your oil is not staying there. But the wise, you know, they took care of their lamps. They garnished them. They wiped them clean. They cleaned their wicks, and they kept their globes clean. If anybody ever used kerosene lamps when I did when I was a kid, you have to clean them globes two or three times a week, or depending on how they turn that wick up. And you turn it up so high, and all you're going to do is going to get smoke out of that lamp. And that's what some of them doing today. You know, they'll holler and scream and glory, hallelujah, and praise God, and they don't got no power backing them up. They don't got the power that God has given. It's called a false anointing. And the Bible, King James, tells you about that. They're going to be false prophets. They're going to be false teachers. And what they do, they're going to try to steal your and my, they're going to try to take our oil from us. Because why? They cannot get it from God because God knows the way they live. God knows how they are. So they're going to come like these five foolish virgins said to ten, give us of your oil that we may see and make it in, you know. But that's what the world is going to do. They're going to try to come and take our oil because they can't get it from God because they turn their back on Him. But, you know, there's going to be a dark day coming for all of us. We all are going to have our lamps trimmed and garnished.
Amen.
The thing about it is the wise people, the wise virgin is watching and praying and keeping their lamps garnished. But the foolish is running around playing church. The foolish is out in this world playing with the world. They say, oh, I know God is my personal Savior, but hey, they didn't take it to heart where He said, come out from amongst them and be ye a separated people. They don't realize that or take it to heart what He said there. But they want to say, they want to play church, but when this dark day is coming, there's going to be a dark day because, you know, we're going to be able to see that bright and shiny light when He splits the eastern sky, the ones that are still here on earth alive. But we got to have it when we meet the bridegroom. And when we meet Him, well, praise God, we got to let Him see our light, Lord God. We got to let the world see our light. We don't have to let the, you know, and that's what the foolish is doing. They play in church. They tempting God like they did in the days of the wilderness with Moses. They tempting God. They anger God. But then they wonder, hey, they call someone else. Give me your oil. Give me your oil. I can't get none. I can't get through. I can't get through. Well, what did you do? What kind of sin are you out in your life? You got a leak in your vessel. Go back to the potter's house and get it fixed.
Amen.
God loves you enough. That God loves you enough to where He'll fix that broken vessel, and He will give you that new manner from heaven. But don't just keep trying to take someone else's oil. Because you may not know how to go back to God, or don't let your pride keep you from it. But don't try to come and steal my oil when I know good and well that you're going to have to go and get it yourself. I had to go and get mine myself, and when I got that new oil, and when he touched my heart that night, he took that old, I guess you might say that I had bitterness in me. I had like oil and gasoline, oil and water mixed up inside me. But, hey, praise God, when he saved me, he cleaned me up. And he gave me that new wine, praise God. He gave me that new oil, and he put that new oil in my vessel to where I could be a light for him. And be it all, a lot of people at church that night, they seen a difference in me. I didn't have to tell them, but they seen a difference in me. They say, God, yeah. Praise God. He done went, praise God. Lord done healed him. Lord done saved his soul. Praise God, you know. And there, a lot of them was happy because I tormented them. They said they wouldn't ever go to church with me or sit with me. But praise God, that night when the Lord changed my life, they had to change theirs too because, hey, they was the first ones to hug my neck. Why? Because they seen a difference in me. They seen my light shining. They seen the light in me that they never had. All they seen in me was darkness, mean, cruel, hateful. Do things to people and sit back and laugh at it. That's what they seen me. But when they seen that new light in me, praise God, it's just like when John, the Lord knocked the Saul off his horse with that bright and shining light, blinded him. Praise God. He took notice. He was a big man, but he, when he got knocked off, he said, yes, Lord. You know, he called him Lord real quick. Like, he seen that light, praise God. And that's the way I did whenever I got right. But the world today is they don't want to get up in the middle of the night and pray for somebody. They don't want to get up in the middle of the night and take somebody some food like milk or bread or something other that they some people might need to go another day or another a week, you know, but they'd rather say, hey, come back later, I'm done in the bed. There's a scripture on that somewhere where it said, come back later, me and my family done went to bed and we're going to sleep. But you know, if somebody calls on me like that, I've tried that a time or two when I first started, but no more, that don't work with me because God deals with me. Because I didn't get no rest no way. I didn't get no sleep. And somebody called me to help them. I got up, I put my clothes on, I went to help them. Then I come back and I went to sleep, praise God. But if you disobey God's command, if you disobey him, when he says if someone calls upon you, you're not only doing it to them, you're doing it to him because we all are his children. He loves each and every one of us, praise God. But we got to have some oil in our lamp and be a light to this world. And be a light to, praise God, that the Lord can see in us, you know. And that's about all I got tonight. And I'll turn it back over to you. And I just want to say I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything he's done.
Amen. Well, thankful for that. Amen, Brother Billy. We're thankful that you're able to come on there. Everybody that's able to come on this team with us. Amen. We're going to get Brother Green to come on, and then we're going to have some prayer requests, and then we'll see where we go from there. Brother Green, go ahead.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Brother Branham?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to be on here tonight. I'm just filling in a little bit here. Brother Yearwood had talked to me, and it's good to be on here tonight on his broadcast, and I'm glad that the Lord is moving in the world today, that souls are being saved, and the great light of God is shining out, and this here broadcast is a light to the world, and we must try to keep this light shining. If we don't do it, somebody else will. And we know that there's many people in the kingdom of God tonight that are shining their light. And the world is looking on. You know, if you turn your light on out here at night in the summertime, while you draw all kind of different kind of bugs and moths and different things will come to that light. And people are looking for the light, and we must have that light shining. And Jesus is the light of the world, and there's no other light in the world that can do you any good There's some that say that there's different ways to make it to God, but there's no way that you can get there except through Jesus Christ, his Son. And God so loved the world that he gave his Son. He loved us. The Bible said when we were unlovely, when we were not fit to save and not fit to kill and all of that, we were, way out there in the world and lost without God and without hope and no way of getting in till Jesus went to that cross. You know, in the Old Testament, they sacrificed their animals and they shed the blood of the bulls and the goats and different things they did, the lambs, and they tried to take away sin. But the Bible said that the blood of bulls and of goats could never take away sin. And so it was only a type and a shadow of that which was to come. And that was the seed of the woman that he talked about in Genesis chapter 3. He said that the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head, praise God. And so he did. He destroyed the devil's kingdom, and he's been doing that ever since. And when he went to the right hand of the Father, he went there after he had went to the cross, died for our sins, was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities and all the things he did. He took our sin and our shame on the cross, and they put him in a borrowed tomb, and he came out the third day, and he came out with victory. But he went back to the Heavenly Father, sitting on the right hand of God, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us according to the will of God. And that's why today we are in the world, but we're not of the world. If we've been born again, we're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And the world sees Jesus in the life that we're living. If they know anything about God, they can see when a Christian is doing righteous deeds and things that they're doing, then they must know there's something in them causing them to do that. Praise God. And when they find out about salvation, and they begin to see that God is in his people. Praise God. And a lot of times people won't come to the altar because they don't believe. They don't believe that God is dwelling in men today. But the scripture teaches us that he walks in us and he dwells in us. Praise God. If we live holy and righteous and godly in this present life, if we keep ourselves unspotted from the world and we keep ourselves on the Lord's side, then we know that Christ lives in us. Praise God. That he has sent forth his Spirit into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. One day we knelt at an old altar somewhere. We got down beside our bed, or maybe we was driving down the road in our automobile, but we made ourselves an altar, and we got right with God. We called upon him until he sent forth his Spirit into our heart, and that's what you got to do. You just can't say, Lord, Lord, but no, you got to get down to business with God. You've got to really be sorry for your sins. You've got to want to change your life. And you've got to be willing to let God change you and put your hands in him, in his hand, praise God, and live the life that he has laid before you. And we get into the scriptures. The scripture is our roadmap, and it's the light that leads us to that eternal city called heaven. One day we're going there. One day, fact of the matter, we're on our way today. We're headed for that eternal city, that beautiful city of God, that place where the saints call home. Praise God. And how beautiful it must be in heaven. Praise God. When we think about the streets of gold, and there's a city where we'll never grow old and never die, never need a doctor. In that beautiful place, praise God, to be no graves on the hillsides of glory. I'm so glad that I had one day back the line, I heard the gospel. One day I gave my heart to Christ, and I decided to take up the cross and follow him. And I'm clinging to that old rugged cross. I'm believing on him as the scripture has said. And the Bible said that if we do that, we could receive what the scripture calls the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And our light will shine when the Spirit of God is upon us. Our light will surely shine. Praise God. I remember they wrote a song. Somebody wrote a song. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. And I'll tell you what, the light's got to have something in it to make it shine. Like Brother Billy was saying, there's going to have to be some oil in our lamp. Praise God. And I'll tell you, I want all the oil I can get. And I know there's plenty. Heaven's not bankrupt. Praise God. There's plenty in the Father's house. We need to get it while the getting's good. Praise God. We need to get it while we can, because them five foolish virgins, they didn't take no oil with them. And they wanted to come back after they time had elapsed and the five wives went in to be with the Lord, and they came back and knocked on the door. But the door wouldn't open. Praise God. So we don't want to miss heaven. We don't want to come up short. Thought about the big party. Old Belshazzar was throwing one day, and a handwriting come out on the wall. He was throwing his big party and getting all drunk and calling for the vessels of the Lord to pour wine into them vessels and drink it for a worldly party. God don't put oil in our vessel for us to go out and party with the world. He wants us to let our light shine. He wants us to be that city which is set on a hill, which cannot be hid. So if we don't let our light shine, the world will never see Jesus in us. We are his epistles. The Bible said, written and read of all men. If we get this just right, they're going to look at you and know that you've got it. That you've got it right, praise God. They're going to know that you're different from the people around you. You know, there was a man I used to work with, and he was a boss man, foreman, I guess it was, but he was kind of high-ranked in that upper, oh, I don't know, he was a little higher than a foreman, but he was a Christian man, and he'd come in there. And every once in a while, he'd come over and talk to us. And then he'd come over there, and those men were sinners. And well, there was a couple of Christians in the group. But he'd come over, and those sinner men, they don't show too much respect a lot of times for other Christians. They just go on and do what they are planning on doing, say what they're planning on saying, and don't care who likes it. But when this man came in, they all of a sudden, they straightened up, and they changed their tune. Praise God. You could tell that he had God with him. He was a man of God, and I tell you, we need that kind of light in us to where that when we come around, they take notice, and they watch what they say, and they get that feeling that God is with us. Because I remember one time at the workplace, there was a woman filled with the Holy Ghost, and she worked up on this little platform, and there was several people working up there with her, and they'd have to go by her, and it wasn't but just a few feet to get by one another there. There was a way out on each end of the thing. And I remember the center man, he come over there. I was in the break area. He come down there and he said, "You know what? I had to go the other way, all the way around." He said, "There was something with that woman up there." He said, "I could feel it. It scared him." He felt the power of God that was with that woman. She was full of the Holy Ghost. And she was running over. She had her cup full and running over. And she'd come in there happy and filled with the Spirit many times. And I'd go up there on break time and talk to her, because all she wanted to talk about was the Bible and what God was doing. And that's what I was interested in. And so they had a little break area up there, and I was allowed to go up there because I was part of that group. I worked downstairs and upstairs both, and I'd go up there on my break, and they'd work, and then they'd get a few minutes break, and they'd come down. And this center man, I know he was a center man. I'd known him for years. And he said there was something with that woman. I don't know what it was. Scared him. He said, I couldn't get by her. He said, I had to go all the way back around and come in the other way. And, you know, God was with her, and the power of God was with her, and the Holy Ghost was there. And that man, as far as I know, still not saved today, but he's had opportunities to give his life to Christ. And I tell you, if you're out there tonight, if you're out there lost without God, there's been times probably in your life that you know that you come in contact with God, and you know that he's still knocking at your heart's door, and you need to find you a place, make you an altar, call on Jesus, because Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He didn't just die for the Christian man, but the woman and boy and girl, he died for sinners. He died for those that were lost, and the Scripture teaches us that we were all lost. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We was all without the light of God. We had no hope in this world. There was no way for us to escape out of this mess that's in the world today. There's one bright light shining. There's one great beacon of light, and his name is Jesus, and that light is shining in his people. And if it wasn't for Christ, we'd have no light at all. There'd be no light in the world. It would be darkness. And, you know, he said, no man lighteth a candle and put it under a candlestick or put it under a bushel, but put it. He puts it on the candlestick. He puts it in the midst of the room so that it'll give light to all that are in the house. And that's what God's looking for. He's looking for us to turn the light on. There's many times I think back in my life that I could have been a better witness on the job and different places. I could have turned the light on a little bit brighter. But, you know, a lot of times we just kind of sit back and don't say nothing and don't get involved and don't make no waves. But sometimes God is putting us in a situation to where we need to make waves. We need to hold that light up as high as we possibly can so that it'll shine out there as far as it possibly can. And I'm so glad tonight that I found the way, that I found the light one day, that God turned the lights on in my house. You know, a lot of times you drive down the road, you see an old vacant house, no lights, and nobody living in it. The house is still there, but there's no life in it. And I tell you, if you want life in your house, you want eternal life to come and have a home in heaven and a way to get there, then you've got to get on your knees or make you an altar and call on Jesus. There's no time wasted calling on Jesus. He's the way, the truth, the life. And I don't know how many more there is to come on the broadcast tonight. And I don't know exactly what time it is here. Or I may have got ahead of somebody. I don't know. But I'm glad to be on this broadcast. And I'm glad to tell you tonight, if you're listening in, you might be you may be a Muslim, or you may be a Hindu, or you may be some other type of religion. But if you've been praying and getting no answers, I'll tell you, I'll tell you to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew children, the one that brought them through the wilderness for 40 years and fed them and took care of them, gave them water out of a rock, and he protected them, and he's been with his people. They've tried to snuff out Christianity. They've tried to kill them off the face of the earth. But they can't stop it because it is the real thing. Praise God. I was thinking about how they whipped and beat the apostles because they preached in the name of Jesus. And they said, we command you not to preach or teach anymore in this name. And they said, would it be right to obey God or obey man? And so they kept on preaching because they knew it's better to obey God than to obey man. And I tell you, there'll be a reward at the end of life's road. And if you're going around killing people and trying to kill people, well, I tell you, you've got the wrong thing. You don't have salvation. You've got something that's messing your life up. And the God you serve is not the true and the living God, for God so loved the world. God is a God of love. And when we shine that light of love on people, surely they know there's a difference, praise God, because Jesus loved us so much, he went to the cross. And when they were crucifying him there on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, praise God. And even the thief on the cross, that one thief, he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. So Jesus loved that sinner man so much that he forgave him of his sins, but he had to ask, and that's what you've got to do tonight. If you're out there lost and undone without God, you have to ask. You have to ask God to forgive you of your sins, and you've got to repent, and you've got to call on Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, because that's the only name the Father will recognize in heaven. And he is our great high priest, has went to sit down on the right hand of the Father and ever liveth to make intercession for us according to the will of God. And the will of God is that we repent, praise God. He said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. So repentance is a step toward God, and we must start somewhere. And that's where we start, faith in Christ Jesus and repenting of our sins. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Branham. It's been good to be on here. And thank you very much.
Amen. Glory be to God. I had a phone call from part of my church there. And one of the sisters, the older sisters in the church, her grandson had to fail and broken his collarbone. And took him off to the hospital just a little while ago. Amen. Like y'all remember them in prayer. Amen. I guess we'll go ahead and take up some more prayer requests. Let's remember Brother and Sister Yearwood. I talked to Brother Yearwood. Seems like he's having trouble with his vehicle. He said it seems like the brain is trying to go out in his vehicle. Amen. And they're all away in North Carolina. They're trying to get their way back to Tennessee. So let's remember them in prayer. Amen. Those that's lost their loved ones. Is there any more prayer requests that's be brought up?
Yeah, Brother Branham, remember my children. My oldest boy especially needs prayer. He's having trouble with his marriage, and also, he needs to be saved. And also, his wife, she's in real bad shape as far as condition of her heart. And remember them and our church also. And there's many people around us unsaved. And just that God would move on their hearts and bring them in.
Let's remember that one. Is there another one? Sister... is that Sister Gladys? Is that right? Am I saying your name right, Sister?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Remember your husband. Let's remember your husband in prayer. Is there any more prayer requests?
Yes. Remember my children, please. I appreciate it. And remember our church. We're going in a great direction, and I pray that God will help us to understand what direction he wants us to go in.
Amen.
All right. Amen. If I understand that Sister Miles and Brother and Sister Miles has had some death in the families, amen, let's remember those also. Amen. soul, take these needs to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you through the blood that was shed upon the cross. Father, we pray
Thank you. God bless.
Good night.